Hello?
You can't hear right now, Jessica, so
interrupt. Hello? People. Oh. Good morning. Happy Thursday. Kramer is untangling his headphones over there.
Hello?
There we go.
What'd you say? Something bad?
Yes.
Something mean?
No.
Did you say something nice?
I said that you were untangling your headphones. Oh.
You just said something really nice.
Okay.
Say one nice thing. Did she say one nice thing about me today?
Okay.
No. Okay.
It's so early for this.
So yeah, no, you can warm up to it. By the end of the show, I want you to say one nice comment.
You can't tell someone.
No.
When you tell someone to do it, no. It literally makes me want that to be the last thing that I do.
Compliment Thursday.
Does that make sense?
We're starting a new bit called Compliment Thursday.
No, that's not how you get compliments.
But we're going to go around the room and you guys are going to compliment me.
Why is it just about you?
And that's it. And on Thursdays, you guys are just going to text compliments. We're not going to do shout outs. We're just going to, you're going to text me and tell me how much you like me. Okay? No. It's weird, but that's how we're going to start the show. 6 o'clock. No.
I did say one more sleep.
Oh, you
did?
Let's get into it then. 3, 2, 1. One more sleep. One more sleep. One more sleep. Tomorrow's Friday, y'all. That'll feel good this time tomorrow. Today, a little tired. Not going to lie. Charlotte, can we talk about what we were just talking about off the air or no?
Which thing?
ChatGPT.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, Charlotte last night took some advice that I gave her. And do you want to give your experience with what you were doing?
I use ChatGPT to talk about my feelings. Because normally I'm like, that's for people who don't have friends. But
it's different.
Hey, I'm telling
actually,
you.
I really feel like people shouldn't hate on it until you try it. Because it can be helpful.
Have you done it before?
I have, but not to the extent that you guys have.
Love it.
Because I remember when you mentioned like you talked to it and I was like, wait, you could do that? And I was like chatting with it about something and I think I asked it a question about like something or whatever. But I was like, oh wait, this is kind of cool.
Like I literally forget that ChatGPT is like a robot sometimes. And like literally I'd be talking to ChatGPT like it's a therapist. And like she'll be giving me great advice. So Charlotte was talking about, can I get into the whole thing? Do you mind?
Yeah, go for it.
So Charlotte was talking about our Uncensored podcast about how she's having this hard time stopping texting her ex. Mm. And so I said, hey, when you are having a hard time, like when you feel the need to like go text your ex, go talk to ChatGPT instead. So last night, what happened?
Well, I was actually, it was a mix of talking about that and some other things. But yeah, I've been going through some stuff and like, I feel like my ex was like the person I would go to usually. Yeah. So I've been feeling that like, I don't know, that like hole lately.
Yeah.
So I was trying the whole like ChatGPT thing and it was weirdly like on point.
I'm
like,
telling
she
you,
said,
man.
Some stuff that like I've talked about in therapy and stuff even. And like the way, like, I forget, there's this one phrase she used that like actually blew my mind to the point I had to like write it down because it was like one of the most validating things I've ever heard. And like, that does scare me a little bit because I feel like she's like a little too validating sometimes. But like for this specific instance where you need to just like write it down, get it out.
Or say it out loud, have it be a release. Like I think it can count as one of those things of like talking to yourself or writing a letter and burning it. Like,
exactly.
Yeah, I think that can, like chatting with ChatGPT can be a way to do one of those other things as well.
Yeah, so honestly, if you're having trouble processing anything like
it
that,
works,
I recommend
man.
It. Yeah.
We always say though, man, if ChatGPT gets hacked, we're all going down.
Oh, yeah.
Like this will be the end of humanity because it's going to know all of our secrets and like that's it. We're toast. It's done. It's over, you know?
Oh, yeah. After I made like my Barbie, it has all my information.
I was going to say, we just spent hours and hours and hours, 20 hours spent making her Barbie doll with every finite feature about her.
So
it's done. It's toast.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess. Number three.
If your go-to summer move is waking up and just heading to the park last minute, you are going to want to plan ahead this year because Starting May 19th, Maryland State Parks are launching a new day use reservation system at Greenbrier and Sandy Point. And that means no more same day drive up access on weekends and holidays. From Memorial Day weekend through Labor Day, you also need to reserve your spot online in advance. You'll get a QR code to scan at the park. The goal that they're saying is to help families avoid the stress of overcrowding and make the most of their time outdoors. Park pass holders, veterans, and individuals with disabilities will still receive discounts, and more parks will be added later this summer, and you can get all the info at maryland.gov.
Can I say how much I hate this?
Sure.
Like, I'm actually so irritated about this because if I want to go out in nature, it's usually a day of decision for me. Like, it's something that hits in the moment, and I really do not like the idea of, like, digitizing, reserving natural space. Like, that should be for everyone.
I will say, when I looked at a few different articles about the story, I'm not sure, and I don't know if I'm sure they'll probably clarify on maryland.gov. Yeah. I'm not sure how much time ahead of time you do have to reserve. Yeah. So if it's like completely taking away your ability, like, you know, if you wake up early in the morning, like, I want to go to the park in a few hours, you know what I mean?
Right.
I wonder what that time frame is.
It said no day of drive up, so that makes me think you literally can't, even if you want to do it hours in advance. Yeah. I hate that.
It could be. I mean, I see both sides to it. Charlotte's definitely right. I also have been to parks, though, before where it's absolutely 0% fun because it's so busy, and especially with all these cuts recently.
That's fair.
To be overcrowded, I can imagine working at some of these parks with all these cuts where, like, they wouldn't be able to
handle.
Lack
of staff.
And it sucks, and I don't like it. But unfortunately, it's just the state of the world right now, you know? So they're just having to try to make do with what they have, you know?
Number two.
If you are a Starbucks fan, now is the time to upgrade your iced drink for free. Now through May 11th, Starbucks Rewards members can get free cold foam on any cold beverage. They're doing it just to kind of promote their new one they have. It's called the Brown Sugar Cold Foam, but you can also mix and match with a ton of their spring flavors. They still have lavender cream, iced cherry chai.
It's so good.
To grab the deal, just order through the Starbucks app or let your barista know in-store or at the drive-thru. As long as you are a rewards member, you can add cold foam to your drink for free now through Sunday.
Number one.
Tom Brady just admitted to a pretty major parenting mistake, his 2024 Netflix roast. He shared that he regrets how it affected his kids and how the jokes about his 2022 divorce from Gisele Bündchen were really hard on them. Apparently, his three kids, 17-year-old Jack, 15-year-old Benjamin, and 12-year-old Vivian, were not happy about it and questioned why he even did it in the first place.
I regret that my kids had to, like, you know, it's tough on my kids for sure. I'll never forget when I talked to my kids the next day.
Oh, man.
And I was like, I felt like, you know, a stake through the heart, you know, understandably, you know,
because were they mad, sad?
They're protective of their mom, of their dad, you know, of everybody, you know, they're just, what was the point of that?
Nikki Glaser, one of the roast comedians, did previously reveal that roast writers intentionally avoided making jokes about Brady's children as much as they could.
Yeah.
But I remember when he did that, when I was watching, I remember, like, Garage Boy and I were watching, and I turned over and looked at him and I was like, why is he doing this right now? Because that's all I was thinking about.
It's
tough. Or his kids.
I mean, I think it's tough. Anytime you put yourself in the public spotlight, you obviously set yourself up for scrutiny.
Because it was so soon. It was so soon after, like, the finalization of the divorce.
Like, I think Jess and I have a very small understanding of what this is like and the tiny little public notoriety that we have. Obviously, people like this have a million times more of what we might have. We have a tiny little understanding of what this is like. But, like, for example, the Garage Boy, like, he has to sometimes take the punches of what it's like to have people talk about him.
Yeah.
Something might be brought up in the show about him.
Right.
And just how it goes. And he doesn't really have a say in this. And he has to kind of put up with that.
Yeah.
You know, the spouses and the kids.
Yes.
It's even worse. I've got radio friends that have kids. And
yes.
They talk about the struggles their kids go through. Can you imagine being a teenager?
Right.
And how hard it was being a teenager just by itself. And then having a parent that's in the public spotlight.
Yeah.
And they have to deal with secondhand what their parents going through. Totally understand. That's got to be so hard.
This is Jess, and that's your top three, brought to you by Goal Vision. Good morning.
What is considered the second worst television show of all time premiered today back in 1990? Any guesses?
Like, it didn't do well?
No, it did great.
But
when people were asked what they considered the worst show ever, second this one was it. And we'll talk about it today in Throwback Thursday. You can start formulating your guesses, friends.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Throwback Thursday's fun. If you like nostalgia, this is a great segment for you. We just go back to where times were a lot easier, right? And we go back and listen to songs that were number one here in Maryland from previous years. Then we'll go to that moment in pop culture history. And I think you'll agree, it really was just a really, really terrible but amazing television show.
Okay.
2011, Katy Perry had the number one song with E.T.
Yeah. I remember the first time I heard this song, I was a senior in high school, and I just thought it was like the most sick thing I had ever heard in my life. She's like, "Hey, kiss me." I was like, "Yes." What is this awakening inside my body?
This Katy Perry downfall, though, is like so hard for me to watch.
I know.
This tour she's on right now is like,
The memes are wild.
2007, Avril Lavigne had the number one song in Maryland with "Girlfriend."
Yeah.
Oh, so good. Is she going on Warped Tour as well?
I feel like she's always. Has she ever not been on Warped Tour? I feel like she's been on Warped Tour since 2007.
No. I think it's a big deal that she is joining Warped Tour. I don't know if it's at every location.
I don't know.
Love her.
1999. God, this was such a great era of music. Ricky Martin, "Living La Vida Loca."
I literally had the most, it was like the most magical moment when he walked out on the runway for Rihanna's Savage Fenty fashion show. Cause like I was like, well, where has Ricky Martin been? But like he looks the same.
Beautiful. Was beautiful then, beautiful now.
Man, like, oh my God.
Yeah. Okay. It was today, actually, May the 8th, 1990. The premiere of the Jerry Springer television show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Which was supposed to be actually a political talk show, in case you don't know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was really going to hit like this really hard-hitting issues.
Wait, are you serious?
And then, yeah, it was.
And he's like, nah, not working.
And the ratings tanked.
Yeah.
The more serious it was, it was just bad. It lost itself, and nobody watched it. And then the more sensational it got, like, everybody started watching Jerry Springer. There's a great documentary, by the way, about Jerry Springer. I think it's on Netflix if you ever want to know like the lore of Jerry Springer.
I think I watched that as well.
Jerry Springer's now passed, by the way. This got voted, by the way, this is on the O'Reilly factor, so take it for what it's worth, but the second worst television show of all time. The number one was a show called Cop Rock. I don't know what it's about.
Not Cop Rock.
If you really want to watch a bad TV show, Cop Rock apparently is the worst show of all time.
Cops rocking out.
Yes. Are they, like, in a band?
I don't know, but it sounds terrible.
Is it a musical?
We should all go Google Cop Rock. That got voted worst. Worse than Jerry Springer, so take it for what it's worth.
Oh, what is
Say what you will about Jerry Springer. 27 years that show was on television.
Yeah,
4,000 episodes. It finally ended in 2018. And what a legacy.
Yeah.
And that's Throwback Thursday.
I think I'm being personally attacked by birds.
Bro, what is your problem today?
And I honestly want to know, am I the only one? Maybe I'm not. I want to know why birds wait until the very last second to fly in front of your car. Like, what are you doing? And it stresses me out because this happened to me, and this is just one example of many.
Yeah.
This happened to me the other day where I'm driving and there's a bird. The bird was like on the literal street. Okay. First of all, what are you doing there? You can fly. Why aren't you in a beautiful tree? You have the ability to go to so many other places. Why are you on the ground on the asphalt where vehicles are moving? Okay. Question number one, you want the smoke. Number two,
you're asking for it.
Number two, I know you can feel the vibrations in your little feet. My car is getting closer. I cannot stop. And I'm like, I can't kill this bird. If I kill this bird, it's going to ruin me. Like, I cannot do this. Like, please move. Please move. I start honking my horn at the bird because it's not moving.
Where are you two? Are you on a side street or are you like on like the, you know, 695 or whatever?
I'm on a side street, but it's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
But there were cars behind me, and I'm just like, I'm honking the horn. The bird's not moving.
Staring you down.
And I'm like, what are you doing? Like,
enjoying its day.
Is this literally chicken right now? Like, what are you doing? And then literally, I swear to you, it, in my soul, it felt like 2 centimeters before I was about to hit the bird.
But like then all of a sudden it like flies, right? So that is example number one. Example number two, I'm driving down my street about to, next to my apartment or whatever. Like out of nowhere, a bird flies from like the left side and it like swoops down in front of my car. And I'm like, why? Oh, also again, why are you so low? You can be up there. And when you, and then when it flies, it's like directly in front of my vehicle. Like it's trying to get hit. And I'm like, what are you doing?
I only have one option. I have to be like right here. You give this whole sky.
Yeah.
The whole sky.
You get to
option.
Fly wherever you want. If I was a bird, I would be up in the sky all day, every day. And if I had to land, I would be up in like the tallest tree ever, because why not? Why are you down by these cars and making me feel like I'm about to hurt you, because that's something I can't handle.
It is frustrating.
They might have FOMO. Like, maybe they're like,
they wish they could drive.
I just want to hang out down there with all of you.
I mean, honestly, it's a good question. I think we've all been there before, especially with that driving thing. When you're heading right towards them, they'd be staring at you. I feel like they literally make eye contact. Like they're looking at you. Like, what you gonna do? Like, honestly, what are you gonna do? You gonna hit me or not? Like, what are you gonna do? Almost like they think you're gonna stop for them. Mm-hmm. Is there? And I don't even know. This may be a dumb question to ask, but we're gonna try. Is there someone that knows about birds?
like the mentality.
Yeah. Like, is there a birdologist listening right now?
Someone from the Maryland Zoo.
Yes.
Like, what is it? Like, what is it in their brain that's like waiting to the very last minute, or has this urge to fly as close as possible,
yes,
to your moving car?
Right. There's got to be somebody smarter than us in birds that knows the answer of like, why in the world do birds just stare you down waiting to that very last second to take off?
Because I don't want to hit you. Don't make me do this. I don't want to do this.
Your anxiety goes to like a level 10 every single time. Wondering if you know the answer, will you text us 410-583-1065? If you've got some credibility, because I know you know what Jess is talking about. You've been there before where you're like, why won't you just fly? You know how to. Don't do this to me right now.
Yeah, get out of the
Had
way.
A day, okay, that's funny.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000 minute.
Mix 106.5.
Let's go. $1,000 up for grabs today, and free gas from Dash in caller number 10. Hi, who's this?
Oh my gosh! Hey guys, it's Mandy and Aaliyah.
Mandy and Aaliyah.
Oh my gosh, look how our spirits just lit up when you said that.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, good morning.
Okay, I need to be honest with you.
Aw, man.
I know. I just.
Hi.
What's up, Aaliyah? We don't have any Wicked questions. We don't have any Taylor Swift questions today.
So sad.
Oh, man.
I know. What
are
the
math
heck?
Questions? I don't want math questions.
There's no math questions today either, though.
Oh, there you go.
Yay.
Yay.
No math. That's good. You guys know how to play this game. For everyone that doesn't, though, this game, every single day, this time is worth $1,000 in free gas. And there's an equal chance every single day, 7 new trivia questions. Let's go to Jess and explain how we do this. And then these ladies are going to do it. Jessica?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free Dash and gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you're out. Now, remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass, and then we'll go back to them if there is time at the end. Mandy and Aaliyah, you ready to play?
Let's go.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number one. Who frightened Little Miss Muffet away?
Pass.
Question number two. What is the name of the Lady Gaga song with the lyrics, I want to hold them like they do in Texas, please?
Pass.
Question number three. In what month is Star Wars Day?
Oh, May 4th.
Correct. Question number four. The Baltimore Beltway is officially known as what interstate number?
Pass.
Question number five. What is the term for animals that eat meat?
Carnivore.
Correct. Question number six. What fruit seeds are used for making grenadine?
Grenadine. Pass.
Question number seven. Larry Bird won 3 consecutive NBA MVP awards for what team? Sports, I know.
Pass.
Question number one. Who frightened Little Miss Muffet away?
60 seconds. I know.
Oh, who is Miss Muffet?
I don't know.
You guys don't know Little Miss Muffet, the nursery rhyme? allow me to present it to you. You've never heard it before. Little Miss Muffet sat on her tuffet, eating her curds and whey. No, this doesn't ring a bell.
Oh, a spider.
The spider.
I had never heard about Miss what's her name again ever in my life.
Yeah, that's that one. That's
so that's Miss Muffet out here.
Miss Muffet for you.
Let's go to the ones you guys skipped. Question number two. What is the name of the Lady Gaga song with the lyrics, "I want to hold them like they do in Texas, please"? Poker face.
Poker face.
Yes. Poker face. Good job on number three. Number four, the Baltimore Beltway is officially known as what interstate number? That's 695.
Yeah.
Would have never got it.
695.
I don't go that way.
Oh, that's fair.
You're like,
that's
it's not
fair.
My road. It's
yeah,
not my road.
That's actually so fair. Yeah. Question number six, which fruit's seeds are used in making grenadine? Pomegranate! Who knew?
If you asked Jess, it's cherries, but don't get her started.
You guys, I assumed... I know, I assumed because it's used in Shirley Temple's that it was cherry, but like, I don't know.
I know, and the second you...
But it's not. That's a lie. It's not cherries. It's pomegranate.
When you guys got on the phone and I knew there was a sports question, I was a little worried because I know that sports is not our expertise. I know.
And number seven, Larry Bird won three consecutive NBA MVP awards for what team? That is the Boston Celtics.
Yeah.
Nope.
All wicked questions tomorrow. Not
well,
Sam,
we're just happy you got through. We always love chatting with you ladies.
Aaliyah, give us some good news.
We love chatting with you guys too. Aaliyah wants to say something.
Yeah, what's up, Aaliyah?
I have my play today.
You have your what?
She's a theater kid. She's in a play called Finding Nemo.
Oh my gosh!
Wait, Finding Nemo, that's so cute. Wait, what's your role in Finding Nemo?
I'm a turtle right behind Marlin.
Yeah, you are.
So cute.
Yeah, you are. Do you sing in the show, or do you just act, or what do you do?
What do you do in the play?
You sing.
Do you sing? Do you want to sing for us right now?
You want to sing one of your parts?
That's a lot.
That's not our part.
But... Man, it's okay.
It's a little much.
We're asking a lot.
She hasn't had her tea and honey yet. I think you're asking a lot of her.
Hey, you.
Yeah.
Break a leg.
Her vocals.
Break a leg. We want to see videos, though. We definitely want to see videos of it. So make sure we see them. Okay.
Have fun.
We'll post it.
Yeah.
Have
we
a
love
great
it.
Day.
You too, you guys, and make sure to head to Dashen and try their new parfait. Creamy, low-fat, Yoplait yogurt, mixed berries, and crunchy granola. It's healthy, wholesome, and made fresh every day at Dashen.
All right, so we're going to get a little more serious here this morning and want to give you a little heads-up trigger warning that we're going to be talking about suicide, and if that's a conversation you don't want to be a part of this morning, totally understand if you guys want to head out for a couple minutes, because it's never an easy conversation.
Right.
I've been talking on the radio a long time. Some topics I still am really uncomfortable having, and this is definitely going to be one of them.
Mm-hmm.
You may have seen on social media last night that I posted a pretty heavy post about a situation that I went through last year where I considered taking my own life.
Mm-hmm.
And for the first time in a year and a half, it happened last February. And for the first time, I'm sharing the story because I feel strong enough to finally start talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel strong enough now because May, in case you don't know, is Mental Health Awareness Month. And as somebody that's always struggled with mental health, I feel, I guess, brave. I don't know if brave is the right word, but...
You feel strong enough to share your own experience and effort to help someone if they're going through the same thing.
Man, last year was rough. In case you don't know the backstory of last year, you may be new to the show. I was assaulted in 2023, and I was going through all of that alone. And Jess can tell you, I mean, like, I was doing the show, and then I was going to doctor's visits. Every day, it was like show, doctor's visits, isolation.
On top of dealing with all the legality aspect of it, too.
Legality, the stress.
It just consumed your life.
And so, after about 5 months, things started to seem like it was getting better, and I was like, thank God the hell is over. Because it was like, my mental health was already so bad from just that alone. Mm. And then I went to the chiropractor. I got a neck adjustment, which I hadn't had one in years. And all of that dizziness came flooding back.
The dizziness that was caused by the concussion that you
were... From the concussion at first. So that's what I was kind of treating this dizziness that came on from this head trauma. it had seemed to have gone away for a couple of weeks. I went to treat something else for a chiropractor. And the second I got this neck adjustment, all of this dizziness came flooding back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which was like this hell that I'd been living for months. And I was like, man, no. I'm not doing this. I can't. Like, not even I'm not doing it. I just physically felt like I couldn't do it anymore. And I feel like if you're somebody that deals with mental health issues, like you may have felt this before in your life where you just feel like you can't do it anymore. I mean, I've been there a couple times, but this one was like, it just felt so clear to me. Like, that's it. Mm-hmm. This is it. It was over. Like, mm-hmm. I couldn't go to the doctor's appointments anymore. I can't go back to this dizzy life and like, like the isolation and like having nobody. I just can't do it anymore. I can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do it.
And what is it that helped you go from that feeling to giving yourself a chance?
So I don't know what you believe. I really don't. I don't know if you believe in God. I don't know if you believe in the universe or whatever your thing is. And I don't even know what I believe. I truly don't. I do think there's something guiding some of this stuff. But I swear if this next thing didn't happen, I don't know how this story would have ended.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'd pretty much made my mind up and felt really confident that that was it that day. A few hours later, a friend I hadn't talked to in a second had called me and I didn't
randomly
answer. Randomly.
Mm-hmm.
And I hadn't talked to her in a while and I didn't answer. Because obviously and she texts me and she said, hey, I'm worried about you.
Mm.
And I feel like we really need to catch up.
Mm.
And like something told me that like that was.
Like, hey, what are you doing?
Like, just,
what are you doing here?
Like just that sign alone. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get emotional. Like just that sign alone was just kind of like almost like just what I needed in that moment. Mm-hmm. Of like. Okay, I'll make this phone call. Yeah. You know, I called her back and like, just the words that she said, and what she said even wasn't that revolutionary. It was just what I needed to hear.
Right.
Just that like, hey, are you good? Just want to check in, see how you're feeling, how you're doing. Nothing, she's not a therapist, just a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Just checking in. And it's like, just what I needed. And I just opened up and said, hey, I gotta be honest with you. And the story just flowed out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm here to like tell the story today. And I'm telling you the story for two reasons. And this is like the reason I wanted to like open up and be honest with you about this story during Mental Health Awareness Month. Number one, because I know that feeling. I know that feeling of like, it's not going to get better. And here we are, and it's been, you know, a year and a half since that feeling. And no, my health is not perfect yet. I'm still working on it. I'm still dizzy, still frustrating a lot of days, but I will say I have a way better grasp. If I could have told myself a year and a half ago, hey, you're going to be in this way better spot.
Mm-hmm.
Life is going to be vastly better.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't do this today because like, it's going to get vastly better if you only knew what was ahead. I absolutely wouldn't have even consider taking my life that day.
Mm-hmm. But, and when she checked in on you, didn't she suggest something for you to do that was really helpful in that moment?
So that
as well.
Was it. So that was it too. So like even having that friend, that's part two of this story.
Mm-hmm.
Is the other reason I bring this up is having like, even if you're like, well, I don't know what that feels like to have that snap. Like I don't, maybe you don't deal or you haven't been in a situation where it's
I don't necessarily have the words to say or don't know
right.
what to say.
Man, Just check on people. And it doesn't even have to be that person that you know is going through something. If you could just shoot your friend a text, a call, and not even the one that's going through the divorce, the one whose mom is sick, the one who's lost their job. How about the one you just haven't checked in a second? Because
mm-hmm.
sometimes, I promise you, sometimes it's the friend that's smiling.
Yeah,
I'm the guy that comes on the radio. I think a lot of people are shocked when you find out your friends that are smiling are struggling.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes it's the ones that hide it the best mm-hmm. that like blow your mind when you find out what they're going through. And my friend was like, hey, like after we talked for over an hour. I mean, it was a long conversation, but she was like, hey, like call 988.
Right.
And 988 is a great tool. I promote it now. It's a great tool. Please like memorize that number. I don't care which side you're on. 988 is a great tool for any crisis that you're in. There's always somebody there to like just talk to you. It's call or text. It just memorize that number, 988. If you're ever in a crisis, it is there. It saved my life. It can save your life. It can save somebody else's life. I'm happy to be here.
We're so grateful you're here.
Well, thank you for saying that. It does get better. And sometimes I think you just need to hear that. And if I can just be that vessel to remind you that things do get better, then I hope that's kind of what this story did today, you know?
This is actually kind of wild. A woman in England just won thousands of dollars after one of her coworkers compared her to Darth Vader, and she won a massive settlement. So her name is Lorna Rook, and she was working as a supervisor at a blood donation center in 2021. And like basically a ton of people in the office took an online personality test for fun.
Okay.
Now, it was like a Myers-Briggs test with a Star Wars theme.
Okay.
Typed kind of just like something you might see on like BuzzFeed or whatever. And it was supposed to tell you which character from Star Wars you are.
Like almost like a BuzzFeed quiz or something.
Literally.
But more, this sounds like more official than like a BuzzFeed kind of thing.
Sure. However, she was actually on the phone and wasn't around to take the test herself, so she didn't even do it. But one of her coworkers took the test for her.
All right.
Based on their own opinion on who they think that she is and how she is with them, right?
Okay.
Well, when they took the test on her behalf, it came out to basically comparing her to Darth Vader. She literally got so upset and quit and then filed a lawsuit against the company because she said that it was so offensive and it made her feel like she was unpopular at work. The judge basically just heard the case and basically ruled that like it created a hostile work environment.
Damn.
This woman won $40,000 because she was upset that they compared her to Darth Vader.
So what, you feel like she doesn't deserve the money?
Can we just...
Because, I mean, 40 grand's not, like, a ton.
What?
I mean, it's a lot of money, but it's not a ton. If she won, like, $40 million...
It's thousands of dollars.
It's thousands. It's 40... I mean, it's a salary.
How do we feel about that, though? Like, truly, like...
It's an annual salary, but if she won, like, $40
million... So you think it's fine. So you think that she should have filed the lawsuit?
I don't think it's fine.
And went to court over Darth Vader?
What are my feelings? I'm trying. Because here's the thing. I could see my feelings getting hurt if you guys took... Like, imagine if you know how sensitive I am.
Yeah.
Like, imagine if you and Charlotte took a quiz about me and you guys were like, you're Darth Vader. And I'd be like, no, I'm not.
But would you call your lawyer and then file a lawsuit?
Maybe.
Would you really?
I mean, I don't know if I'd call my lawyer, but...
But that's what I'm saying. Like, what does this mean?
Did she go too far? I mean, Charlotte, I feel like you're... Charlotte's our producer, in case you haven't met Charlotte yet. You are the queen of social justice, right?
That's true. Online, I'd say. Yes,
yeah, Charlotte loves
so.
Standing up for the underdog.
I guess that's nice.
Did she go too far in suing her company because her coworkers took a quiz about her personality? It came out as Darth Vader.
And won $40,000.
And she won 40 grand off of that. Should she have stopped sooner? She was too embarrassed to go back to work, y'all. I mean, that's a little sensitive.
I gotta be honest. I don't get it.
No.
It's too much?
No, I'm like, what do you...
Y'all have no empathy for this woman?
No.
I mean, none?
I mean, pop off, go on vacation. But
childhood trauma.
Childhood trauma.
We're like searching. No, do not use trauma.
Like,
do
really
not use truth.
To be empathetic.
No.
I really am, but I feel like this actually kind of makes a mockery of like people who like have serious
traumas.
No,
come on. There's something. Obviously, this hits somewhere in the side of this woman. Like, try to have some empathy for this woman. It's hit somewhere inside of her. And it really bothered her enough. Because let's be honest, that whole process had to be excruciating.
Wait,
to
I go through the whole have court a really relevant story.
Oh boy, here we go.
In just college?
Know, whenever Charlotte says this, just know, just buckle up. Yes, yeah, Charlotte.
Okay, in college, yeah. There were these people that started calling me Thanos. Okay. So I actually kind of relate to this.
Okay.
Would you have sued them?
Well, I didn't.
Okay.
But.
Do you wish you would have? You're like, well,
but I think I prefer Darth Vader
still over Thanos.
Yeah,
would have been better. Okay, fair enough. Okay.
Oh my god.
Do you feel a little crazy doing it?
It's about to go down.
Perfect. We want to know everything.
Dish.
Oh.
It's Talk Me Out of It, please.
With Kramer and Jess.
Mix 106.5.
Okay, Anonymous. We've got you on the voice disguiser. So, what is this this crazy idea you got going through your head?
I'm thinking about not showing up to my engagement party if my fiancé doesn't let me into his phone.
Ooh. Oh my gosh.
What's in the phone that's so wild? What is this?
So our whole relationship, I've asked my fiancé for his password to his phone, and he said he didn't want a relationship like that.
Mm-hmm. Weird.
I brought it up so many times, and he didn't like the idea, but, you know, I went along with it, got engaged.
Yeah.
Okay.
But last weekend, he went to Ocean City with some of his guy friends. Mm-hmm. And then last night, he got a text, and I saw this preview pop up, and it was saved as L. And I was like, who is L? And it said, can't stop thinking about this weekend.
So
it sounds bad.
All you see is a like that little like bubble that pops up.
Yeah, the one that just pops up and says, can't stop thinking about this weekend from L.
Okay.
Who saves somebody as L? And I asked him who it was, and he said, oh, it's just one of these guy friends that I met this weekend with L. It started with L, and I just don't know why he would save it that way.
Okay, so I'm assuming you wanted to see the conversation.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't let you?
Over and over again, give me that phone, like, give me the password, let me look.
Okay.
And so I'm sure you asked who was L.
Yeah, and he said it was one of his guy friends.
That he met?
Yeah, that he couldn't remember the name of.
Wait, I'm confused. He said he didn't know who his own friend was in his phone?
Yeah, he said it was just a guy that he had met that weekend, and he couldn't remember his name.
Okay, so
like, I get they were drunk, but
oh.
Come on.
So he just saved his, like, the first letter of the name.
It's not his friend. It's somebody that he actually met last weekend.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, okay, so when you wanted to see the conversation, why wouldn't he just let you look at it?
He said, why would I need to see it if I trust him? And that's kind of been our argument the whole relationship, that I should trust him and shouldn't have to read his text. But that text sounds super bad.
Okay, so wait, when's the engagement party?
So this weekend. And I don't want to go to an engagement party with somebody who maybe is cheating on me or at least doesn't let me see his phone.
Mm-hmm. But is that cheating, though? Okay,
is L somebody that I don't know?
I'm not going to lie. It's a weird situation. Yeah. So let's discuss this, and we need your help. 410-583-1065. Let's make sure we get the story straight here. So Anonymous is saying, hey, I was over at my fiance's house. A text pops up from a name in his phone that only says L. And the message said, I can't stop thinking about this weekend. Which, like, okay, definitely vague. You asked to see that text message. He says, no, you cannot. But he has always said, I don't want this kind of relationship where we go through each other's phones. We should just be able to trust each other. This is nothing new in their relationship. She's got a bad feeling about it. And she's saying, hey, listen, if I don't see that text message, I don't want to even show up to my own engagement party this weekend. Do we tell her to go for that or do we talk her out of it? We'll start with Jess, but you start calling too, 410-583-1065.
I have a weird feeling about it. I mean, it's one thing in the beginning of the relationship, but fast forward to now you guys literally about to be married to each other and he won't even show you the conversation. That is what's making me feel uncomfortable about it. Like, he's acting like he has something to hide. That's what makes me feel weird about it.
Okay, so let me counter that, because this man has told you this boundary from day one. Like, he came into this relationship being like, hey, you gotta trust me. It would be a different situation if this guy was completely like fine for years being like, go through my phone, then all of a sudden switched and said, never go through my phone ever. I would have a big concern with that. I think L is just a friend. I think he's being completely honest with you. I think you show up at that engagement party this weekend. I think you put a smile on your face and smile for the camera, because I don't think there's anything going on here. 410-583-1065. So Anonymous is saying, yo, my fiance got this text. The name is only saved in his phone as one letter. And the text said, I cannot stop thinking about this weekend. He did go away on a trip with some boys.
Mm-hmm.
The friend is a friend apparently that he met on this trip that's apparently a guy. Does she just have to trust him, or does she go through with her plan and just not even show up to her own engagement party? Or do we talk her out of that?
This is Alexis on One in Towson.
What's up, Alexis?
I think that she should go for it.
And why? Back out of this engagement party, why?
I have cheated on a significant other and kind of the same situation. I went to the beach. I met a guy, and I saved him my phone as something random. Mm-hmm. And my boyfriend at the time asked me, like, who is he? And I was like, oh, like, this is some girl I met at Fager's. Like, and he's like, well, let me see. And I was like, well, if you trust me, why do you have to go through my phone?
Same situation.
Okay.
But I was lying, and I didn't want him to go through my phone.
Okay.
So I think she should back out the engagement unless she can see the messages.
Well, first of all, thank you for sharing that. Thank you for being open about that situation in your life. And so you're basically confirming this is just like one of the most used excuses in the books that you think that he's been using. Okay, so for him to have this, because this whole thing of like Kramer keeps bringing up like the whole boundary situation, like, is that all BS? Like, why do you think that he hasn't allowed her access to his phone their entire relationship?
Hello?
Oh, no.
No, see? It's because she can't even back it up.
Don't.
She can't even back it up.
You hung up on her.
Because she knows. I didn't hang up on her.
You dropped your call.
It's because she knows. I swear I didn't drop her call. It's because she knows. It's because she knows the truth, which is
annoying.
Boundaries are important. The man literally said.
Alexis literally just told you she literally did that, and that's exactly what she said to her partner.
And I'm like, oh, phone drop. I promise you I didn't drop her call. That did sound shady. I didn't drop her call.
It felt a little shady.
But y'all, that's the one thing. No, here, I will say this. If he stopped letting her go through her phone starting yesterday, okay, fine. But he never let her go through her phone. So, like, we have to take that into account, you know?
Exactly. He's been shady since day one.
It's my boundary to cheat on you. No, that is not how that works.
All right. Bear from Towson, good morning.
Good morning.
So, you know, she's considering not going to her own engagement party this weekend if she can't get access to her fiancé's phone. He got this weird text message after going to this guy's trip this weekend saying, I can't stop thinking about this weekend. Do we tell her to go for that and you know, not go to this party, or do we talk her out of it? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, man, that's a little wild for me. Like, since when can a guy, like, have another guy friend and go out and have a good time? And like every text has to be accounted for. I mean, she's ready to cancel a wedding because of this, because he got a text from a friend.
Well, no, it's not like it's something that she is aware of. I think the issue is it took place when he was out of town. And I think what is the more like alarming part is she just asked to see the conversation and he said no. So it's like, if he had nothing to hide, why wouldn't he just show it then?
Well, why does he have to show everything? Like, why can't he have his own personal text messages with friends? Like, my wife and I, we don't share anything, you know what I mean? Like, I have my own private stuff. I'm not sharing my Prime membership. I'm not sharing my Netflix password. Like, I'm not sharing any of that stuff. Like, you know, I have my own private stuff. If she thinks she's getting access to that stuff, she's crazy.
Wait. You don't share your Amazon Prime with her?
Hell no.
Why? Hang on, why wouldn't you share Amazon Prime?
What is wrong with you, dude?
Phone is one thing, but like Amazon Prime?
Wait, oh, so now you see an issue here? Kramer?
What are you hiding in Amazon Prime?
No, it's just my private stuff. You know, it's like catered to me. You know, I don't need her putting hurts on my stuff.
Oh, so like, so Netflix, you have two separate Netflix, you have two different Amazon Primes, like nothing? You don't share anything with her, so she has access to nothing in your life.
Absolutely.
And that's your wife.
Yep.
Damn.
This is my point.
Okay, this might be a bit extreme.
So case to you, closed. The guy is clearly cheating.
To like, you. What? And you swear to us right now you've never cheated on your wife. Swear to us right now.
Of course I haven't. She's being completely unhinged. Okay. Just because he doesn't want to share his private messages.
Okay. All right. There he goes. Thank you so much for calling us. Appreciate it.
Sure thing.
Hey, Jackie and Forest Hill, good morning.
Good morning.
Do we tell her to go for this or talk her out of it?
I think she needs to be talked out of this.
Why?
I personally think that if it's nothing, I mean, it shouldn't be anything for her to go through his phone and just look at that one conversation. She's not asking for full access. And if this is supposed to be her husband, I mean, this is someone that she should be able to trust on that kind of a level.
But he already said, I don't want to do that in our relationship. And I can respect that. Honestly, in my next relationship, I really do want to have a same kind of relationship. I'm like, I want to be able to trust you that, like, you're handling your phone and everything on your phone respectfully and
just
vice versa.
Okay, but here's the thing, though. Just because you have access to your partner's phone does not mean that you don't trust them. I know Garage right. Boy's password. When he's like, hey, can you go get me this, or can you, what did they say or whatever, I can unlock it. And like, I've never felt the need to look into anything else or whatever, you know. And he has any password, whether it's like my, I don't know, my social security card or like and to get into my phone or like whatever he needs, like he has, like, I just, there's never been anything in me to keep anything from him, period. So I just think that's so weird.
For him, it's a thing.
And having a husband, I feel like that should be like the top priority. If your mom and dad have the password to your phone, okay, then maybe your husband.
Thank you for calling us.
Thank you.
Reeby from Baltimore.
Reeby from Baltimore.
Yo.
Yo, what it is.
Okay, you tell us. So, you know, she's considering backing out of her engagement party if she can't get access to her fiance's phone. Do we tell her to go for that, or do we talk her out of it?
I'm going to say go for it only because I believe he's gay.
Wait. What?
What does that mean? What do you mean?
It's an all-boys trip, and you're being sneaky about it.
Okay.
He's doing something sneaky on an all-boys trip. Wait,
hang on a second.
Reavy,
boys can hang. Okay, first of all, nothing wrong with being gay. Would like to say that, period,
no,
point
ain't
blank.
Nothing wrong.
And moving on to my next point. Groups of boys can hang out together
and
do weekend trips. It doesn't mean that they're love with each other. Like,
now,
that's an okay thing.
If I go out with my group of homies, I'm coming back and I'm telling my girl, oh man, you wouldn't believe what he did. You wouldn't believe what dummy did. You feel me?
Yeah.
But you hired in a new friend, saved him under L. Then you went out with a whole bunch of boys. That was a sword fight night.
Okay, I will say this.
You think L is for lover?
lover loser.
Let me say this, okay? Kathy from Parkville just texted in. Y'all know I'm defending this man's honor right now. But Kathy just texted in and says, what guy says I can't stop thinking about this weekend?
Literally.
Like, what could, okay.
That is actually so true. Like, what?
What,
like,
could have happened?
No, like, literally. Also, he would have been like, bro, this weekend was epic.
So fun.
This,
like,
weekend was electric. Okay, maybe, the vibes were.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But like.
Yeah, it was a movie. Literally. No man is going to be like, cannot stop thinking about this
weekend.
This weekend
was a fairy tale.
Yeah. No.
For another man to say that to another man, and then that's just it. Just that one line, that's suspect. Like,
it's gray.
We had
gray.
So much fun this week.
Reavy, it's gray, okay? It's gray.
No,
we don't...
It's rainbow. That's next month.
There goes Reavy. Okay, all right, Reavy, we got to chill on this.
She needs to go ahead and marry him because she know he's doing wrong. Seal the deal, sweetheart. Get the money.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah.
Reavy, I'm dead off this right
now. I'm gay, so.
Oh,
I'm
Reavy's gay, so she sees the signs.
Okay.
Yeah.
She sees it,
like
she can say
West.
This. Yeah.
I got gay privileges like Kanye.
Okay.
Stop, I can't. I'm so done with that.
All right.
I love you so much. Thank you so much for calling.
I'll call y'all tomorrow. Thank you.
Okay. We'll talk to you then. Y'all, we got to get serious. Anonymous, I know this is very serious. And I want to make sure, like, we all do care about this.
Yeah.
I know it doesn't look great, but I don't want you to, like, ruin a marriage over this. Don't ignore the signs. Like, how do you feel after hearing, like, all of this, you know, all of everyone's, like, thoughts and everything? Like,
I'm just feeling really torn. Like, I really love him, and I mean, we've made it this far, and we have 100 people coming on Saturday. But
God, man.
I feel really uncomfortable that we're still arguing about something like this. And I don't really want to show up until I feel 100% comfortable, so I don't know.
That's all things you have to weigh. I mean,
yeah, and you also don't want to go and like not be in a mental space where you can actually enjoy mm-hmm. what's going on. And the last thing you need to do is have all of your family and friends ask you what's going on. Is everything okay? Is everything yeah. okay? So I do think you have a lot to think about.
The canceling is a very dramatic statement too, especially yeah. if you end up getting married. I mean, there's a lot of things to worry about here.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've heard this segment before, but we always are very curious how these things turn out. Would you be interested in coming back on to let us know if you actually did go through with this? Obviously, if you got to see the text messages, did you go to the party? Would that be of interest to you?
Absolutely.
Well, we do updates on Monday morning about 8:25. Obviously, we don't know your name. We don't have your phone number. You'd have to call us back 8:25 Monday. Would that work for you?
Yeah, I'm happy to call back on Monday.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.